720 WGN, that's the theme from one of the great movies about running, athletics, individual achievement. The song is called, it's from Chariots of Fire. That's what it's called. And I thought, hey, you know, let's get a song about people running from a movie where there's a lot of running going on. And that's what we got now. All right. Let's just sound off. Who's on the phone here? How many people do I have? Please identify yourself. Who's who?
Hi, I'm Aaron Molek with Beds Plus.
Oh, Aaron.
Hi, I'm Matthew Miller, and I'm an incoming senior at Carl Sandburg High School.
Yes.
I'm Jackson Candelis, and I'm a rising senior at Carl Sandburg High School as well.
A rising senior? What does that mean?
It means I'm going into my senior year.
Oh, okay. I got you. I like that. I'm a rising senior.
And I'm Braden Gafford, and I am going into my junior year at Carl Sandburg.
And you're all runners?
Yes. Right? Yes, sir.
Do you okay, so here's the deal. I got questions, but let me just for sure make sure everybody knows what this is. This is a charity run from Wrigley Field to whatever they call that place where the White Sox play. And you're going to run. All of you are going to do that run. How many miles is it? Do you know?
It's around a 12-mile run. So from Wrigley Field to Wright Field, which is the best stadium in Chicago. So. Without a question.
Hey, wait a minute.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
We have a lot of divide. That's why this is so great. We have a lot of houses that are divided even within this group, and different fans, you know, from the north side and the south side. So that's what's making this whole event so fun and interesting is pitting, you know, the old rivalries against each other to raise a good cause.
So I'm stumbling, but you have tell us exactly what this is all about, who benefits it, how people can help it. All of the you know, nuts and bolts of this event.
Yeah, so this is going to be the second annual Crosstown Classic Run for a Cause, and it's a run to raise money and awareness for individuals struggling to find a safe place to live.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's a 12-mile run from Wrigley Field to Wright Field, and when people donate, they get to choose either Sox or Cubs, and whichever team has the most donations is going to be the jersey that we actually all run in on the day of it. And we're going to be running this Saturday, July 26th.
And I'm looking at the press release here, and it says when and where to catch the action. Saturday, July 20, 3 p.m. at Wrigley Field. And then it says 6 p.m. at Wright Field. 12 miles over, gosh, what's the course? I mean, you're on streets and sidewalks.
Yeah, pretty much along the Lakeshore Drive too. So we're running around along that path for a long time. So.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Sure.
Yeah.
You can come down the lakefront and then cut over, I guess.
Yep.
It won't exactly take 80 minutes, or my bad. It won't exactly take 3 hours, like you just said, from 3 to 6. It should take about 80 minutes to run from Wrigley Field to the Lakefront Trail. And then we're going to take that down to whatever street the Comiskey Park is on.
And there it is. There's Comiskey Park. So you start. Do you wear a team jersey when this starts?
I think our plan is to whoever raises the most money, which will be the White Sox, of course. So I'm already planning out. I'm wearing a White Sox jersey, but. So whichever team comes out on top will wear their colors, either their jerseys or black and white. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's the plan, and that's what we'll wear. So
when you say the team comes out on top, are we talking about how they finish first, finish second? I mean, are you guys racing against each other?
We have like a donation count, so forever anyone who donates, they can choose the White Sox or Cubs,
mm-hmm.
and so. When they go to donate, say you choose the White Sox, for example.
Okay, let's say that.
Which will happen. Say you put $100 in, that goes towards the total counter. And then there's like a Cubs and White Sox side, and it shows on the website which has raised the most money.
Wow.
So
no, those Cubs are coming up to catch all you Southsiders. I'm telling you, those numbers are coming up. They're
but it's not going to happen. You know,
the it's not going to happen.
The South side will come up on top, of course.
Hey, I didn't trash talking. That's what's going on here. Trying to conduct an interview, they're trash talking. No, I'm kidding. So how do people donate money to all of this? And this goes to shelter, meals, beds for thousands of people. In 2024, beds served over 5,000 individuals in 3,320 households, including more than 1,200 children. Now, who can argue with that? How do people donate to this?
So you would go to our website, and it's www.beds, B-E-D-S, as in socks, hyphen, the word PLUS.org. And as soon as you go up to that website, you'll see it racing for home, and you just click right on there, and it'll show you, it'll walk you through how to donate and to pick your North or South side rivalry, who you stand by. And I have to give a shout out to these kids. This is their idea.
Really?
They came up with this. Jackson came up with it. Him and his family have been longtime volunteers at our shelter and serving meals for many years. And he came up with this, came to us with it. And we have, as an organization, I am very jealous. I never thought of it because it's just really creative. And we're just very honored, and what they're doing is so admirable, and they're just wonderful kids to work with, and I couldn't say enough about them.
Oh, that's great.
Enough about them.
I want to say, too, Beds Plus, amazing organization. And, you know, for us, doing this is such an amazing thing to give back to a community that has been there for us the past 4 years, for us running at Sandberg. And I don't think people realize how much Bed Plus does for people in need. I mean, not only do they help get them shelter, get them food, they give them a resume, get them back up on their feet, you know, and it's such an amazing cause. And I can say for the three of us, both Jackson and Braden, we're very blessed to have Beds Plus working with us and put on this charity.
Oh, well said. My goodness. So do you, you keep the tally while the tally of White Sox and Cubs, as the race is on, too, right? I mean, the totals are coming in while it's
no,
going
we
on.
We try to do it right beforehand. Literally, we'll have a reveal, like at about 2:30. We'll kind of say, okay, here's the numbers. Get, you know, pick your team. But of course, we'll never turn away donations and continue to take donations as the race goes on, even afterwards, because it's such a great, great program.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But you know, what Jackson likes to do is, and Braden and everyone else will do that reveal right in front on Clark and Addison at around 2:30.
So do you? I know you said the lakefront is where a lot of the running is going to go, but I'm intrigued by the how you get from one place to another. Do you encourage folks to come out and watch and cheer and all of that?
100%. They're just so fast. How can they keep up with them? Of course.
Yeah, if people want to come in and cheer us on the lakefront, that'd be amazing. We'd be.
So they literally go from they'll head up east on Addison, right off of Clark. Mm-hmm. Then they'll go head south on Lakeshore Drive, and then come back up on Jackson. What you know a little bit more exactly about the route you took last year?
Yeah, so it's Wrigley Field to down Addison to the lakefront. And then take a right on 35th, just cross the bridge right to Wright Field.
Right, I've been there. I didn't run there, though, but yes. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming on. This is really a fantastic thing you all are doing. And it's supposed to rain a little bit on Saturday. Just let it give you a heads up. At least that's what our meteorologist said earlier. So don't let a little rain slow you down and may the best team win. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank
you for having us, sir. Appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Oh, my pleasure.